Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Batch After Dark with Aaron and Kelsey. We are so excited to have you join us again for a really fun episode. This one is with one of our very favorites from Bachelor Nation. He was on Claire's season of The Bachelorette, and he is a journalism professor. He lives in LA, and he is still single today, so we are going to have the most fun with him.
Ow, ow.
Garen, welcome to the show.
He has the best smile.
I'm glad to be here.
Welcome, Garen. How are you?
I am good. I'm in great company, so I really can't complain. You two are amazing.
Hey, I want to talk about your videos first before we get into sexual talk, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm a big fan of them. I think I'm like your number one fan of it, I would say. So what made you start doing these?
Well, first of all, making you laugh, someone who's so funny, is a huge honor. I tell you that all the time.
Aww.
But it was one day, I was looking outside of my window, and there was a car that was just absolutely sandwiched between two other cars. There's no way it could have gotten out without, like, a lot of, like, damage. And I posted it, and it blew up. And it did better on my story. It got more views on my story than any other Bachelor post I had ever made, Bachelorette post I'd ever made. So I was like, this is something here. So I just kept doing more videos about this parking situation.
Yeah.
And people kept saying, the parking saga, I'm so invested. And it ended up becoming a thing. And now I have an Instagram page called The Parking Saga.
You guys go follow it. It's so freaking cute. I like when you dance. And it's like, why can't I stop watching this? I could watch it. It just put together so well, and it's so entertaining. But it's I'm such a hypocrite because I can't even back up. I'm like, dear God, help me. I can't even back up in like Target. And so it's very ironic for me to be like laughing at these people because I can't do it either. But I love to watch it. Okay, well, I just had to talk about that. And everybody go follow that page.
Thank you, Kelsey. I appreciate it.
It is so entertaining. Thank you for doing that, Garen.
Absolutely.
Garen, we're so excited to have you. We are both huge fans of yours. You are one of my absolute favorites, I would say, for sure, from Claire and Tayshia season. And you and I have become close, but we really have never talked about anything intimate. I mean, we talk about dating and stuff like that, but I'm really excited to get more into like the deeper, you know, sexy talk or dirty talk, if you will. So
me too.
Kelsey, you want to start off with the first question? You want me to?
Sure, I can start off. First of all, do you want a safe word or are you just like all in?
So I'm all in, but you also have to hold me accountable. I'm like, I kind of have this like very political type of speech sometimes where I like answer things very well. So if you need me to go deeper, just call me out. And I don't need a safe word. I'm good.
Okay,
you
great.
Sure?
Perfect.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to be more open.
Then I'm going to dial it up a little bit then.
Okay.
All right. First question. Have you ever gotten roadhead?
while I was driving?
Right.
No, I haven't. But I've had women offer, but I haven't had the opportunity to do it. So it's definitely something that is hopefully in my future.
Or maybe you shouldn't because you're like the parking guy. Maybe it's like dangerous.
Right.
Maybe it's not good for your rep.
While I'm parking,
that would be legendary.
You know, that would be great.
Perfect. Okay, Aaron, your turn.
Wait, I'm a little confused, Garen. So you've had offers, but you've never actually followed through with it?
Well, you know, when you're like dating someone, you talk about like sexy stuff you
right.
want to do and play around and stuff. But like it never gets to that point and then things end. So
right.
That's why. It's not like I was like, no, I'm not ready. I just never had an opportunity to get them.
Let me get back to you.
Right, right.
Oh my God, amazing, amazing. Okay, well, Kelsey always goes in full speed ahead, which I love.
Yeah, I love it. Yes. I love it. That's a great question.
But I feel like we're a really good balance. So let's bring it down a notch, you know.
Yeah, classy and completely nasty. We always wind up doing this. Okay, you go be classy now.
No. No, because I get nasty too. It just takes me a little bit, right?
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I mean, like I said, I put some lube on.
You're an oven. I'm a microwave.
There you go. There you go.
But Erin is so sweet. Whenever she gets nasty, I'm like, whoa.
I know. Hey. But you expect it from me, right?
Right. I do. Yeah, I do.
So, Garen, when was your first love?
Aww. My first love was in college. I was a orientation leader going into my junior year, and there was a girl that was a freshman coming in. And so me and my guy friends were hitting on all the freshmen coming in. We had first access to them because, you know, women, you know, the popular attractive women love the football players, love the athletes, love. So being orientation leaders, we had the first access to all the new women coming on campus. So I started talking to multiple women, and then there was one that just blew me away, and we started dating, and that was my longest relationship and fell in love. So I was like 20, 21.
Aww. How long were you together for?
Love that.
It was almost 2 years. Almost 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. So you were like, ooh, fresh meat. And then you lost your heart.
Right. Right. Yep. Yep. And that was my first. I was actually 21.
Wow.
21 when I lost it. So,
Oh, shit. I was 22.
Oh, there we go. See? Look at this.
Yeah. I love that, Garen. Oh, my God. So wholesome. Oh.
I appreciate it. I was wholesome. I was.
Right. We'll get into that.
Oh, my God.
All right, Kelsey.
My questions
go ahead.
Are alarming. They're just so bad. Okay. When is the last time that you masturbated or had sex? Either. You can use a safe word.
Today.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, me too.
Okay? I mean, he's a single man.
Erin,
oh, there we go. There we go.
TCB.
Okay, your turn, Erin.
Okay, so you said she was your first. So how young were you when you started like messing around? Obviously, you didn't have sex like before then, but like really messing around with girls.
I would say
maybe a couple bases.
I would say my sophomore year in college is when I started to like really fool around. And it got to the point because I was like, I grew up as like a late bloomer, you know, like my brother and his friends were like very sexually active and had like a little scandal and everything. And then I'm over here playing video games and like talking to my friends on the phone and not doing anything. So when I was 19, 20 in my sophomore year, that's when I really started like getting active. And I had this little thing. I had this key that was kind of like the key to my heart, you know, since I was still a virgin. And unbeknownst to me, it ended up being super popular with women. And so women, as I became more popular and opened up and started to, you know, become someone who could flirt and you know, attract women, women started like offering to have sex, you know, and we're just like, hey, you want to lose it, you know? And then,
wow.
Yeah, oh my
yeah,
God.
And so it got to the point where I was like turning down sex until
because of your necklace?
First serious relationship. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was part of it. That was part of it.
Holy
amazing.
Crap. Yeah, everybody likes a challenge, right?
Yeah. So when I didn't have the necklace anymore because I gave it to my girlfriend, some girls were like, Where's the chain?
You are romantic. You literally gave her the necklace.
I did.
You
yeah.
sweetheart. Aww. That is so cute. I love this story.
I appreciate it.
And now I get a dirty question again. God. Okay, let me try and find one. What's your favorite sex position? If you had to pick one.
It's a tough one because I think it depends on the partner. Like certain positions hit different with different partners. Mm-hmm. But I would say a boring answer is missionary. I think that's the one that I like to finish off with. You know, it's always right. just kind of the most consistent.
Yeah.
But one that I absolutely love is when I'm behind her and we're like, you know, grabbing her and you kind of just slide it in.
Like doggy style?
Not really. It's like...
Like a
it's like you both are laying down. You both are laying down like on your side.
Oh. Almost like a spoon.
Yes.
Spoon screw.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm big
I like this
yeah,
spoon screw too. Yeah. That's what I call it.
The spoon screw.
Because
that's what it is. You know, you're just like cuddling, and then you're like, well, just lift your leg up, and there we are.
Right. Right.
Oh,
there
yeah.
It is. There
you,
it is.
Hey, you be cuddling, and you back that ass up, and it's all over. I mean, that's all right. you got to yeah. do to a guy, so back
yeah,
that ass
so,
up, right?
Fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I love
your turn,
it.
Aaron.
So, all right, where's the craziest place you've had sex?
I would say nowhere super crazy. I'd probably say on the beach, probably. Yeah, I haven't had any of those, like, you know, super yeah. daring situations, like in an yeah. elevator or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think on the beach was probably the most unique.
That's a good sex on the beach. Aaron has done that too.
Yes.
Sorry to out you. It is a sex podcast.
Everybody knows if you listen to any episode, I feel like.
I've not had sex
and
on the
Aaron,
beach.
Aaron, and no offense to your husband, but you look great in a bikini, Aaron. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
I love
sweet.
That.
So sweet, Garen. Garen, was it during the day or at nighttime?
It was at nighttime. Nobody was around. It was very like low-key.
Were there lights on you or was it really dark?
It was light enough to where someone in the distance could see us.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, like beaches in Florida, you know, a lot of times you have that kind of like across the street, like popping businesses yeah. and stuff like that. So the light shines from that. So it was like enough light to where you could see it, but it also like starts to dark.
Was this past weekend that you were in Florida?
I was just in Miami, you know? This was years ago. This was years ago.
Okay, a couple years ago. Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, Kelsey, your turn.
All right, how do you feel about one night stands?
I think they're great, yeah.
Pro one night
stands. Yeah, I think they're great.
That was a short answer
I'm pro one night stand. Absolutely. They're fun because like, I feel like they're unexpected. You know, right. I think a lot of guys go into it thinking like, oh yeah, I can do this. I could pull it off. Like that's my thing. You know, I think some guys have that attitude, but for me, it's always a surprise. Like whenever it happens, yeah. it's always like, oh wow, the night really escalated, you know?
This took a turn for the better.
This took a turn. Yeah. And it's always romantic, you know, when it's happening and then the next day you're like, all right, like, I don't know this person.
Morning. Morning ruins it.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
have you ever had a one-night stand turn into like a dating, like a relationship?
Oh, that's a good question.
No. Mm-mm. It's always like awkward the next day, you know? It's always like, mm-hmm. yeah. For me, I just kind of know after a one-night stand, it's just not really going to go anywhere after that. That's just me personally. Like, I tell women, like, don't shy away from it just because you want to be in a relationship. Like, this is just my personal thing is, like, I typically don't end up, you know, mm-hmm. dating someone that I've had a one-night stand with.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't actually know, so it's fun to ask, but, like, do you prefer to go home that night or just wait till it's, like, morning? Because you said it was awkward in the morning. And I know one batch guy, like, will not say... for the morning.
It depends on the situation. Like it depends on the person. You know, if I was drinking, I don't want to, you know, drink and drive. If I'm far, I don't want to drive. If we're very comfortable, like sometimes you just kind of naturally cuddle someone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And kind of just like have that connectivity. And sometimes it's like, all right, we just did it and we're turning over, you know?
Right.
So it depends on the person.
Yeah.
I don't mind in like a good situation, but sometimes it's just, you'd rather just go home, you know, or send them home.
Yeah.
Right. Uber, Lyft.
What's the sexiest thing about a woman to you? Like when you first meet her?
Oh, this is so hard. This is the hardest question thus far.
Is it?
Yeah. Because women are my kryptonite. I just love women. It depends on the person, but there's some consistent things that really get to me. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, it's two things that really get me. Like one, like this, like gaze that a woman gives you, like it's like a half smile, half like, you know, mm-hmm. Seduction type thing,
right?
And it only happens when you really connect with someone, you know.
Yeah.
So
bedroomized, Garen?
Yeah, not necessarily. It's more like it's more like dreamy eyes, more like
aww. Okay,
doughy.
Yeah, like yeah, not like the sexy I want to screw you eyes. It's like the like this is like a high school rom com eyes, like that.
You're romantic.
Yeah, so that
he's such a romantic.
So that'll get me, and then also the way a woman dresses. Like if I see a woman dressed really nice with like a tattoo on like her forearm or like, yeah. you know, like on her side, yeah. and she has like a shirt that's like shows her side and the tattoos right there. Like, right. oh, it just turns me on.
Yeah.
It's so good. But yeah, like, so I was at a wedding this weekend and there was a woman that, you know, we were kind of dancing and I really didn't, you know, feel anything at the moment. And then she gave me those dreamy high school eyes and I was like, oh,
aww.
I was into it. Yeah.
So yeah. cute. So you like tats. Do you have any tats?
I don't have any myself, which is crazy because I have two older brothers and they're both tatted. My middle brother, he's tatted all over. I just never could figure out what I wanted, you know, but yeah. I love tattoos on women.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm going to ask him that question on my page that was really controversial and you're going to recognize it, okay? Okay, Garen.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm
These
ready.
Are your two. You only have two options. You can't. She's not going to use the word come. Okay. Would you rather a woman say something about you finishing in her, or would you rather her say like release in me? Do you want to release? So which word do you prefer, finish or release?
I'm a little confused. Like what would I prefer for her to say?
Right. Like if she was going to say one of them when you were about to come. And it had to be finish or release. Which word would you pick?
I don't know if I'd pick either. Both are kind of just like not really.
I know.
You have to pick one. That's the yes. game, though.
I think I'd last another 5 minutes if she said that.
Oh, shit.
I'd go another 10 minutes.
That would backfire.
That's the game. There's no good substitute for come. You have to pick one.
I would say finish. I would say finish.
I say yeah. I would release.
I agree. It's the least cringy. But they're
you
both
know, you know Horseman is the only one that actually voted release. Me and him are weird, I guess.
The only one? Oh, wow.
He was the only
That's
one.
Funny.
No guy has said release.
I can tell. He's his own person. I can tell. I yeah. can tell from the stuff you post about him. He's his own guy.
Yeah, he is.
Similar tastes we have, I think.
Question for you two, what's like something that turns you on that a man will say while in bed?
So I got married a virgin. I don't know if you know that about me, but so I've only had one sexual partner. And so
oh, wow. That's great.
Probably I would say I would potentially like a lot of dirty talk. Like, you know, like almost yeah. like banter during, like a lot of teasing, like a lot of tension, like, That's what I would probably like. It's lots of dirty talk. Oh my God, no, I'm getting yeah. red. Your turn, Erin.
She never sowed her wild oats.
I didn't. That's what I'm doing on Instagram. I'm having a midlife crisis on Instagram with all these bachelor men, Garen. That's what's happening. Does it all make sense now?
I think that's great. Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, Erin, what's right, the turn on for you, baby?
I like when Erin says, you feel good. Like, you know, you feel so good. Like, that just yeah. makes me feel
oh,
good,
yeah.
right? Like, that's I love that. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, baby. But you know his nickname for me, Garen?
What's that?
It's so cute.
Snickers.
Snickers?
Because I always satisfy.
Oh.
You always leave him satisfied. So cute.
That's great. That's great. Oh, that's a great name to have.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great
one. I want to be Skittles.
Yeah, I love
Taste
it.
Taste the rainbow.
Shut up.
Garen's face right now.
Hey,
when I go out drinking, my nickname is Skittles. All the bartenders call me Skittles because I like all my drinks extra sweet. So they call me Skittles.
Oh, cute. That's cute.
Do you have any nicknames, Garen, that like former girlfriends called you?
Yeah. So like Gare Bear.
Oh.
Yeah. Gare Bear is a big one. Gare.
That's adorable.
Cute.
I'm trying
it's
to think
a penis
what else.
One. Look at his face. He's like, he just looked really embarrassed for a second.
This one former girlfriend used to call me Poopy. I don't know where we got it from.
Poopy?
That was a pretty funny name.
Yeah, that's Poopy, weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird thing. But it was like a great inside joke. I forgot how we created it, but.
Oh, I love nicknames.
When you can create your own name between each other, it's always great.
Oh, of course.
Do you like to be called anything in bed, Garen? Like daddy? Are there any things that you're like, oh, I love that?
Now that one I can't give away. I can't give that one away.
You can't?
Yeah, because.
Oh, look at you.
There was one time where one woman called me something and I lost it. I lost it. I finished right then and there. It was crazy.
No way.
And you're not even going to give us the code. You naughty little tease. No. He's not even going to tell us because he can't give away all his secrets.
Oh, I love it. Good for you.
I'm pretty open to the ones that are pretty generic, like daddy and this is yours and all that good stuff. You know?
Are you into choking?
Oh,
this is yours.
I'm looking at his face right now. Did you hear me, Garen?
What'd you say?
I said, are you into choking?
Not really. I know that it's something that a lot of women like, so I'll do it because I know that a lot of women like it, but it's not like something that does, it's not something that does it for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think everyone has to, you know, do things that they don't necessarily turn them on because you want to turn on the person you're with.
Right.
Exactly.
So, it's like a love language, right?
Yeah. It's like your love language, you know, love someone the way they want to be loved, not the way you want to love them.
Aww. Yeah, exactly. Do you like putting women up against a wall?
Yes.
I know a lot of guys like, love that, like that dominant, like, does it turn you on to like push a woman up against the wall and just like have at her?
Yeah, yeah. More so like pick her up and put on the wall.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Ah, and the Peter Weber move.
Is that his thing?
Yeah, he picked up everyone.
Jeez. Oh, Peter. Wow. I need to watch this season.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you haven't seen it.
I know. I was one of those guys that didn't watch the show before I was on.
I'm hearing it more and more. It's crazy to me. More and more.
Yeah.
Mike P, Virgin Mike, you know, from Katie season, had never seen one episode. I was like, that is insane.
Yeah. Most guys don't know the guys that came before them because it's like, they didn't watch the show. So
that is so crazy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Is there anything you want to spill that happened physically with you and Claire on the during your season? During your season?
Trouble here.
I know. I know. That's the only thing is I want to tell you, but
but you can't.
But yeah, no, just because of contract. But
so, which one do you prefer? Like you said, you like to like push girls up against the wall. Like, do you prefer to be the more like dominant sexually, or are you like super into when a woman like takes control and teases you and that kind of thing?
Yeah, being more dominant, like pushing up against the wall is not necessarily my thing, but like picking a woman up is something I'm big on, you know, kind of like initiating, you mm-hmm. know, I'm really big on, and just like doing things that will turn my partner on. So I do like initiating. I do like being more dominant mm-hmm. and trying different things and seeing the way she reacts. So if like something doesn't necessarily make her react a certain way, I'll try something else. Mm-hmm. And just really try to just like drive her crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I try to.
Right.
That's his goal. That's his MO. Yeah,
that's the goal.
What kind of things do you like a woman to do to you in bed?
Well, definitely the words is big for me.
Oh, okay.
Like dirty talk is huge for me. All right. I just go crazy. And wrapping around me things, like wrapping her legs around me or her arms around me, using her hands to like, mm-hmm. you know, grab my face, like you know, on my neck. I'm just like very sensitive to touch in that way. So
okay.
What about back scratching?
A little bit. When it gets to a point to where it's like
please stop.
So tough. I'm like, all right now.
All right. All right. This is supposed to be fun, lady. This is supposed to be a good time. My partner did not like it either. He was like, yeah, don't do that. I'm not into it.
Oh, really?
He didn't like back scratching. No, wow. I think he thought it was like distracting.
Yeah, I'm like him. It's like, you know.
What about spanking?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Like you like to spank?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do. Yep, okay. For sure.
Right. For sure. Okay, Aaron, your turn. Jesus Christ.
So, Garen, when you're out and about, how do you pick up a girl?
Oh, that's a good one.
First of all, I'm like hit or miss. Like, I have struck out before. Trust me. I am that guy who has like approach anxiety. And it's weird because being an Aquarius, we're like confident and insecure at the same time, which is so weird.
That's hard.
The weirdest feeling in the world to feel like you feel yourself and you're insecure at the same time.
Yeah.
And I've read that before about Aquarius and I'm like, that is me.
Yeah.
So there's times where I see a woman and I'm just like, oh, I cannot talk to her. I would lose the words out of my mouth. And then there's been times where I'm like, I'm gonna go talk to her. This is easy peasy, you know?
How funny.
What I do is I always try to think of a segue, a reason to say something, you know, whether she has a dog at the park or she, you know, is at a bar and it has like a, you know, a certain drink I might like, or like she might drop something. Like I'll always try to like find a segue to get in there. You know, the other day there was a woman, I was at a bar and there was a woman and I was just like, I would have hated myself if I didn't come talk to you. So here I am. You know? And that went over well. That went over well as a nice joke. Like nothing came from it, but I just had to say something.
And what about on the flip? Like if a girl's coming up to you, like what would be a turn on and what is like a turn off?
A turn off would be just like coming up to me and then just like talking and just like talking the whole time.
Right.
Then I'm like,
I don't even know you.
I don't even know you. What's happening? Like you're going off about something.
Conversation.
Like, she's talking at you.
Yes, right. Yes. Someone who just like approaches in is just talking at me, and it's just
annoying
like,
and
this
drunk.
This is a lot.
Probably.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot. A turn on would be complimenting something that I'm mm-hmm. wearing or noticing a small detail about something, mm-hmm. or you know, like the hair flip, you know, like something like that, mm-hmm. or saying. Like something that's like not just like direct, like you're cute, whatever. Like something that's like
something specific,
complimenting something,
or like witty.
Yeah, something witty. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Aw, I like it. So, Garen, I left something out of your introduction. I apologize, but it is actually a really good way to segue into this question. Yeah. So, you work with celebrities all the time. You're on red carpets. You're an interviewer. You're a reporter. You know, you're a journalist. You're all these wonderful things. Have you ever hit on a famous person? And if you did, what happened?
Good question.
That is such a good question. Such a good question. I love that question. So I have not hit on a famous person. There have been times where I've like complimented them. You know, hey, you know, you look great. Or I love that dress. Yeah. Or I've like smiled, you know, like, like a high school kid, you know, who had a crush. So I mean, these women in Hollywood I interview are just like absolutely gorgeous. The important thing to me is for me to remain professional. You know, that's the biggest thing is like remain professional. But there are definitely times where I'm a little bit more amped up than others. Like, do you guys know Lucy Hale?
Yeah, of course.
Lucy Hale, she actually was seen running with Colton one time. Yes, yeah, you know about it.
When
yeah,
we they didn't know hot. He was gay, yes.
Right, yeah, before we knew he was gay.
This is the Pretty Little Liars girl, right?
Yes.
Oh, Pretty Little Liars. Yes, she's beautiful.
Man, I saw her and I was like, what? Like I almost lost my breath talking to her. Like, she is so pretty in person. Oh, my gosh. So I actually posted a picture on Instagram of her. I didn't hit on her, but I definitely was a little bit more, like, amped up.
Starry-eyed. Like,
yeah, a little starry-eyed, a little flirty.
Fanboy, you know what I mean? A little fanboy. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there is someone that hit on me. That's a celebrity. Ooh.
Oh, that was my next question.
Yes. So I don't think she was like actually hitting on me, but she definitely was like putting the moves on.
Oh my
You know
God.
Catherine Langford? She played Hannah Baker in 13 Reasons Why.
Yes. I love her.
Yes. So, and I have video proof too. This is not folklore.
You have receipts.
We talked about this on Top Talk, didn't we, Garen?
We did. We did, I think. So yes. we were on the red carpet. And Kelsey, when you're on the red carpet, the celebrities, you know, it makes sense. They get distracted because there's people everywhere. There's their friends and their family and other reporters. So they're always kind of just like looking around when they're talking. Sometimes they're like focused and looking you in your eyes and
but
stuff. But a lot of times red carpets, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
So that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
She was like super distracted. She was just like looking away, looking around. And I'm just like sitting there like, she is not into this interview at all. She goes, she's Australian. She's like, I'm so sorry. I just got caught up in your eyes and your outfit and started rubbing my shoulder and your beautiful tie. And she just started rubbing me and like calming me. I'm like, oh, what is happening? And her PR person stops her right when she's just like going like down this rabbit hole of compliments. And I was like,
you're like, don't stop.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for cock blocking.
This is a good
moment. It was awful.
Oh my God.
It was awful that they stopped her. It was such a good moment. I would have absolutely shot my shot because she is cute. I would have shot my shot, but you know, they stopped her, whatever.
So what about celebrity crushes? Women that are single that live in LA that you could potentially like see at a coffee shop and like talk to.
Definitely Lucy Hale.
I was already smiling. Oh God, we got to tag her.
I know, right? Definitely Lucy Hale is someone that I think is super cool. I think she lives here in LA. Who else lives here and is single? Celebrities.
Are there any models that you like? I don't really know models.
There's a woman named Andy Allo. She's an upcoming actress, so I don't know if you'd know her. She was on this show called Upload on Amazon Prime, and she's Cameroonian. Yeah.
I love that show.
So you know
and
her.
Yes, I know who she is. She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She was the woman that played the angel or whatever it is, the person who's helping the guy.
She had like the short bob.
She is the short bob. Yes.
Yes.
Andy Allo. She's super cute. I don't know where she lives or, you know, her relationship status, but I think she's great. So Lucy Hale, Andy Allo. Oh, and probably like my fave actress by far. Kristen Milioti. Oh, she's such a great actress. And I think she's like the cutest thing.
I don't know her relationship status either.
But
do you know her, Erin?
I know. No. But what was she in? I think you told me this. So I cannot remember what she was in.
Yeah, I think I told you her before. She's in Fargo, the show Fargo.
Oh, yes.
Yes. She's also in that movie on Hulu called Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. She was Andy Samberg's.
The love interest. Yep.
Yeah, so
you know what she looks like. So
Oh, yeah.
So, Kelsey, you've seen her before. She's done a lot of stuff. but she's just like a phenomenal actress, and I think she's gorgeous. So, yeah, Kristen Milioti. So I would say those three, if anything.
You definitely have a type, Garen.
What is my type, Garen?
Brunette.
Not blonde, that's for sure.
But definitely brunette. Like cute brunette. Yeah, I don't see you like
are
with a blonde.
Are they all petite? Are all these girls petite, Erin? Because I don't know any of them. Besides Lucy Hale is
no, they're actually... Lucy is, yes.
Little
but
thing.
No, I wouldn't say the others are petite. I think you like curves.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. I definitely like curves. Definitely. Like curves.
Nice.
But yeah, you can say I have a type, but I definitely range, you know, like I've dated women of different ethnicities. Growing up and in my 20s, I dated mostly Black women. I find it harder in LA just because it's not as many Black women here. But, mm-hmm. I've dated around and been with all types of different women. And for me, it's just the connection and vibes.
Chemistry.
So, yeah.
Well, since you live in LA, we have to ask if you've had a threesome because, you know.
Oh, good for you, Erin. Good for you.
I unfortunately have not had one.
This is his first one right now with both of us.
This is the first one. This is the first one, and it's great.
You're welcome. Great.
I'm loving it.
We're going to do clickbait. Garen had his first threesome.
Right.
Right, right. That would be a huge headline.
Would you be open to it if it presented itself?
Yes, 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 yes. So
okay,
I wouldn't do it with someone that I'm seriously dating, you know, and really into. I think it could be like...
Good
you know,
choice.
Two lady friends or one that, you know, I'm not looking to, you know, pursue anything seriously with.
Right.
I don't think I could do it with someone serious.
Right. That would be very
definitely not. Yeah. Definitely don't go down there.
One of my favorite songs is Ludacris Fantasy. It still is. I'm aging myself.
It's such a good one,
it's
right?
My,
it's such
a I good still, one. I get horny when I hear that song. It's like the one song that I'm like, oh God, every single time I hear it. I still listen to that song. It's the best.
Yeah, no, it's a great song. I know you have it in your stories a lot.
Okay, so now you have to tell
us. Yes, Garen.
I definitely like dress up. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, role play. So like a woman like in like a, you know, a sexy outfit, you know, lingerie or like a maid outfit or something like that.
I happen to have one. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying.
Okay. Oh, hey. Well, now you got me
blushing. That's kind of ironic. I actually have posted it in my stories before.
Oh, really?
Not on me. It's just that I had it.
Okay.
I'm not flirting with you. Like, I'm just saying. Okay, what's another one? No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
So this is one that I've kind of that's actually happened, being out and on a balcony in Mexico with like the trees and the wind and the beautiful view and just like amazing,
good.
Just like
everything.
Just like tropical sex, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like on a balcony,
good.
The windows open, the doors open. Like I've actually done that. That's like a huge fantasy of mine. That's actually happened. So it was pretty cool.
That reminds me of Mike Johnson's. Remember his was on
really?
a yacht and he like the way he kind of described it was just what you like similar to what you said.
Yeah.
Except he was all like, oh, and the waves. And I was like, oh, calm down, sir. Yep. Do you remember?
Calm down.
Yeah. Calm down.
Yep. The tropical water. You know, palm tree vibes. Yep. Yeah. It was
nice.
If you want to recreate like a tropical vibe, I guess you could say. If you go to like one of those places where you can like, it's like not, I don't want to say a bathhouse. It's not like that, but it's like where you can go do like, you know, a shower and like, you know what I'm talking about? Like do a shower and like a jacuzzi and like a cold plunge and like that kind of place. Like I can't think of the word right now, but that type of place. If you do a hot shower and then a cold shower at the same time, you can get that kind of same sensation. Oh my God, it's amazing. Cause you're
that
sweating and then you got the cold water cooling you down. Oh guys, it's incredible.
Yeah, that sounds
like,
amazing.
Imagine having sex under that. Like it's mind blowing.
Absolutely.
Well, Garen, we have loved having you. Oh my gosh, you are amazing.
Garen.
You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Right? Isn't he a sweetheart, Kelsey?
Oh, he's so sweet.
Listen. I'm very thankful for both of you for wanting to have me on. And I'm just like very grateful to have this fun conversation. I'm trying to be more like open about sex and like, you know, like with women I've dated in the past, I've always just kind of, you know, been physical, but not really talked about it. And now that I'm older, I know how important that is to have those conversations.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to have this conversation. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
of course. So much fun.
This was fun.
Now, is there anybody you recommend us having on?
I would say definitely Zach J.
Yeah. He's
better.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Zach J would be crazy. That's my guy. He'd be great. So this guy goes under the radar a lot, and he might be like hard to crack out of his shell because he's more low key. But Jay Smith, you guys know Jay?
Oh, yeah.
I love Jay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I love Jay. Jay's a sweetheart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's young, single guy. I think he'd be great. Like, I think he goes kind of like under the radar a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's like a really nice guy. I think it would be fun to have on. So, yeah.
That's good.
We love that. Yeah. Well, we will reach out
for
sure.
Thank you.
Well, we cannot thank you enough. We had so much fun. Thank you for being so open and honest.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Good for you for getting me all hot and bothered, you little shit. Aaron's not even going to edit it for me. You were just like answering questions.
Listen.
And I was like, oh, Lord, the heat is up in my house.
I'm honored. I needed a little feminine energy.
Well, you come back anytime. And Garen, you're welcome to guest host with me anytime.
It'd
be fun for you to guest host. Maybe if we have Jay, he can be my guest host or something. So we'll think about that.
I appreciate that for sure. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Batch After Dark. You can follow us on Instagram at Batch After Dark Pod. And of course, you can email us at batchafterdark@gmail.com for any guest requests or co-hosts. Thanks again to Gare Bear. Go follow him on Instagram at Garen Flowers.
And follow his parking videos because they're the best.
Please.
Oh, yes,
follow
yes.
Follow them.
Please. At the Parking Saga.
Yes,
Garen, I request more happy dancing, okay? Because that's like my favorite part is when you do a little jig and it's so cute. More dancing.
I'm glad you requested it, so I will do more dancing.
Good.
I will do
more dancing. So go over there and check that out, guys. It is so entertaining. And thank you so much for listening. This is the Bad Girl signing off. Till next time.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.